team is ready to go. Weekend program on the air, and these 2 hours are devoted to your health and well-being. Your wellness is the focus of Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's the medical expert on the Good Day program, and available right now at 888-553-7536. Translated, that's 888-55-DR-KEN. Dr. Ken is a cardiologist, has a wonderful practice in Central Florida, has been on the radio for, I always lose track of this because it doesn't really make much difference to me. I think we always keep track of the things that are important, and I don't know that being on the air with you has been a privilege and a pleasure, and I don't keep track of the days. I think only the people who keep track of the days are people who don't have a lot going on in their lives. I have found that to be the case. Although you're generally the people who remember a date like birthdays and anniversaries and things like that, I think those are important to remember. And I'm not even very good at that because I don't focus on it. Don't you think the brain works in a way, Ken? There's a focus. You train it to do what you want it to do. Do you think that's
well, true? I think that the brain is not entirely, but somewhat like a computer, which will lead us into our first topic. And I think that there is a finite amount of storage, and some people use it for certain things, and some people choose to use it for others.
Yeah, speaking of brain, Steve Jobs, who passed away a couple of weeks ago, had, according to his biographer, a regret, probably had a couple of regrets. As smart as he was, he didn't seem to pay attention to his health. That's strange. Doesn't that feel sort of strange to you?
It does. Strange? This is a fascinating story, Doug, and it's going to hit big this coming Monday as biographer Walter Isaacson is going to publish his long-awaited, and I hear it's already even a bestseller, Steve Jobs, A Biography. That's the name of the book. And Steve Jobs, we all know, died at 56 earlier this month. But for 9 months, and here's the news, for 9 months he refused to undergo surgery for his pancreatic cancer, a decision he later regretted as his health declined. One thing about Steve Jobs was he was a very private guy about a lot of things, including his health. He initially felt, however, that the surgery would be too invasive, Doug, and he did not want his body to be opened. Jobs was fascinated by Eastern mysticism in his youth. He believed in alternative herbal treatments, minimized the seriousness of his condition, and kept his medical problems private. He had an aversion for mainstream medicine, and he may have hastened his own death. Jobs had a rare neuroendocrine tumor, Doug, that was far easier for Western medicine to treat than ordinary pancreatic cancer, but he instead sought alternative treatments. Mr. Jobs' choice for alternative medicine could have led to an unnecessary early death. If you recall, a couple of weeks ago, I even noted that the average survival for people with neuroendocrine tumors that have spread is 7 to 8 years. And I noted this 2 weeks ago. I was a little surprised that he only survived average with all of the opportunities available to him. His survival was only average. And some patients have survived with this up to 20 to 30 years. You know, recall, this is not the common type of pancreatic cancer where 90% of people are dead, where it's already spread to most of your body by the time you have any note, any symptom that it's present. So this is the rare kind, and this is the kind that many people make it 20 to 30 years, but he unfortunately didn't. And as time got close to his death, he realized that he was a little bit of too much of a rebel in general. And he's a guy who admits that he didn't trust authority. He admits that he did things his own way.
Now I know why you asked Ken before we went on the air, asked me if I thought I was like Steve Jobs. And I'm not sure I knew when you asked me that, why you asked me that. I'm not one who cares much for mainstream medicine, and I'm certainly not much for authority, so that's why you were asking me the question.
And another thing about the analogy, now that you brought it up, between you and Steve Jobs, because what's different is you're very open about your most of your life, and especially about your health situation, which Steve Jobs was very secret about most everything in his life. But Steve, the common factors in both of your personalities, both workaholics, and Steve Jobs. Also, what's interesting is that people often have, they're challenged to understand where you are on the spectrum, and you don't like to put yourself on the political spectrum. But I think the two of you are very similar. Steve Jobs, in his personal life, was liberal, but in his professional life, was very conservative.
Mm. Well, I think I Lieber, the most important part of the term or the use of the political reality, a libertarian, I believe in freedom. And I think free thought, free speech, ideas, like I support the Occupy protesters, even though I may not support what they're protesting. I don't know that they know a whole lot about what many of them don't know what they're protesting.
Well, when they want to take over your farm, I don't know how you'll feel.
Yeah, I don't know that that's the case. I've got a couple of ornery bulls. All they have to do is set foot on it and get chased around by a couple of bulls.
I guess you're hoping they'll let free raw milk to all.
The idea marketplace needs to be free and open. And I think that in terms of jobs...
Well, he believed in that very much.
Yeah, he did.
And I don't know if the occupiers believe in that.
The difference between, you asked about similarities. The difference between him and me is that I embrace things. If I were as he was, I wouldn't embrace you, nor would I embrace what you do. I embrace you as a human, the human side of you aside, the work that you've done, especially in cardiology. I don't know if groundbreaking is the right terminology, but you certainly have, over the course of the years, been able to bring people in, help them more than many doctors who have the same background educationally as you do. Your attitude, your understanding of people, it goes a lot for medicine isn't just about hacking and slashing. It's not about pills. It's about understanding who your patient is. And I think a lot of the people that are a part of the medical establishment today don't give a damn. And I'll bet you that people would call us at 888-553-7536 and tell us that. One of the reasons you're as popular as you are is because you have a good bedside manner, which is lacking for whatever the reason. People say, well, nobody wants to get into medicine anymore because you can't make any money. Well, you know what? Not everybody is interested in making gobs of money.
And
if that's
part,
what motivated you to be a doctor, you're going to be a lousy doctor anyway.
The other part of the problem, I think, is that many who have ended up in the recent past, in medicine, were in school since they were in kindergarten until currently. And you do need a little bit of real-world experience to understand people.
I think that you need real-world experience to understand whatever it is that you're doing. Education is great as far as it goes. Practical experience, hands-on practice. And they call it the practice of medicine because medicine is not static. It doesn't stay. It isn't what the rule was or the assumption was 100 years ago or even 10 years ago about many maladies. And the Steve Jobs story is a perfect example of that. He could have, by blending the medical procedures that were available to him on both sides, he could have. I try to get people that I know that I love who have problems to understand and embrace both sides. Gods and doctors are not the same. People still say, well, I'm going to do what my doctor says because he or she knows best. Well, you know what? That's not always the case. They don't always know best. You know you best.
The lesson
if you
is
study
is
yourself.
The lesson is that Steve Jobs, you know, I see it so often with people who get to his level. I take care of a few people who've gotten there. I take care of all, you know, different levels of success in life. And I've taken care of a few people like him. You know, they just get a little too arrogant. Their own arrogance leads to their own self-destruction. There's a lesson here that, you know, you just have to realize that all of us, myself included, you know, the old cliche, put our pants on one leg at a time, and you know, you just have to be a little bit open to your own beliefs as well as integrate them with others, as what you're saying you do, Doug, and you do.
Yeah.
And that's the difference between the two of you.
Yeah, but what a sad thing to think about,
how
this brain and this being is not still around to contribute. And the other thing I don't have in common is I don't have a beautiful blonde wife. Other than that, maybe we do have more things. And I don't have as much money. He's worth, you know, when he died, he's worth about $7 billion.
At least.
He has that stock in the Pixar company. 888-553-7536. Maybe the question here, or the comment or the discussion as we get started, we always sort of come up with a theme depending on where we get started. How do you, in your own life, look upon those who are of service to you from the medical community? Do you trust doctors who are traditionally trained? Do you trust doctors who are in, quote-unquote, alternative medicine? And alternative medicine, by the way, is a term that's coined by traditional doctors. Alternative medicine is medicine, whether you want to do... Ken and I had a conversation this week. This is a perfect example of this. And I think maybe we touched on it last Saturday, but I'm not sure. I don't remember always what the days are. The story is about a drug that's on the market that is basically made from omega-3 DHA fish oil. The average person can go into a health food store and buy 100 capsules of omega-3 good quality fish oil for $18, $20, $22, $24. You have this prescribed for you, this particular drug, means with, what is it, Lovisa. And it costs you $240 for the same stuff. Now, I made a general statement. You may, and I'm going to encourage you to explain to everybody what the real difference is. And then the question is the difference between what Lovisa is and what the omega-3 homeopathic capsule that's available at the health food store worth that kind of difference in price?
Well, it's amazing that you brought this up this week, because just yesterday I began in conversation with an owner of a company that has a product that I'm investigating myself, because I think I may have found, and I don't want to, it's you brought it up, this is half cooked yet, so I don't want to yet
give us the half baked story.
I don't want to yet discuss the product, but I think I have stumbled upon a fish oil that's almost near Lovisa. It's a great value because it will be almost as pure, but a much lesser price, as you mentioned this. You know, the confusing thing with fish oil is I believe that everybody needs to take it, but it's so poorly labeled. What we really want is omega-3, and what you go to the store is you say, I want a gram of fish oil,
but the
labeling is so confusing, because what you really want to buy is omega-3.
Yep.
And the different, what you're mentioning, the quality, the different tablets that you buy, these gel tablets, they have different levels of the two main really good omega-3s, and this is where it gets a little bit jargony, the EPA, the DHA. And if you buy a gram of fish oil, which is what we tell everybody to take no matter who you are, then you're going to get some EPA, some DHA, which is the omega-3, and the rest of it's just going to be fatty fish.
Right.
And this is so confusing. The labeling is just not good in this area. Nobody understands it. And because when you go into the store and you want fish oil, what you really want is omega-3. And 1 gram of fish oil has very different levels of omega-3 of DHA and EPA.
That's the kind of info we're good at explaining to you. 888-55 Dr. Ken on Good Day Weekend, Good Day Health.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Last week, I started a meeting on my office computer. I had to go across town for another meeting. So Mike drove, and I was able to finish my WebEx meeting using the WebEx app on my smartphone. This is how you do business.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Now, 23 after the hour, 888-553-7536. I saw a study, and I don't know why this attracted my attention, Ken. The suggestion is that a woman's diet before a pregnancy can determine the gender of the baby. Have you ever heard anything? You ever seen any research that indicates that women who consume more calories?
Tell me more.
Huh? Well, that basically, and this is off the top of my head, I'm just remembering that I saw this someplace in my reading on the airplane the other night, and I was surprised kind of that I even came upon it, because I usually leave this stuff to you. I don't usually go down a path, but I saw...
I'm researching this. There was something in NPR January of 2009.
Really? That long ago? Well, it's probably the same sort of thing. Is there any truth to it?
You know, it's one of those things where there's a little bit of evidence, but a lot of skeptics.
Mm-hmm. Well, but that doesn't mean just we have...
Women who ate lots of breakfast cereal, salt, and potassium were more likely to give birth to baby boys.
Uh-huh.
Published in the Proceedings of the Royal Society B, it studied 740 pregnant women who were unaware of their sex of their babies.
There you go. There's something to it. Sometime this morning I want to talk about water. Quality of water, how much water we're supposed to drink, et cetera, et cetera. But let's get to some of the phone calls that are standing by at 888-553-7536. Dr. Ken's on with Ray, who's calling from South Carolina. Ray, say hi to Dr. Ken.
Hey, Dr. Ken. I wanted to comment on alternative doctors. I'm 58. Over the years, I've had experience with regular doctors and alternative medicine.
Great. I'm glad you called.
I find that alternative medicine is usually slower to begin with, but it's more effective, it's more gentle. After 8 years under a doctor's care with taking different antibiotics, he couldn't get rid of a lung infection. I started taking a natural product on a Tuesday night, and by Saturday morning, my lungs were completely clear of fluid. For the first time in 8 years, and since then I've done a lot of reading, and I've helped people who have been under a doctor's care and getting no results simply by telling them to take either a vitamin, a mineral supplement, and or a herb, and seeing results within weeks.
Ray, just out of curiosity, because you know I'm not a big fan of shotgun medicine. You know, Doug makes fun of me. I talk about the Chinese restaurant, one from column A, one from column B. But in your personal situation, what was your diagnosis?
Mycoplasma pneumonia.
Mycoplasma. You had mycoplasma pneumonia?
That's what I was diagnosed.
And you were given, usually I like to give Bioxin for that, an antibiotic. That's
mm-hmm. I was given every kind of antibiotic for 8 years, every 3 or 4 months, you know.
Well,
something different.
My question is whether you would have had the right diagnosis or, you know, maybe they had the wrong diagnosis. That would be very unusual.
I started taking a colloidal mineral, which boosted my immune system, and my immune system knocked it out within 5 days. So,
colloidal is controversial because it does approach and take care of some things, but it also can be negative in other areas. That's why your body chemistry has to be something that you know about before you use any colloidal product, C-O-L-L-O-D-I-A-L. At least that's my experience. Ken, I don't know how much you know about that stuff. When I used to get sore throats, I'd use colloidal silver, which is a very potent, and you'd get rid of, man, and like this gentleman's saying, in 2 seconds it was gone, but the sore throat. But I was told that there are other things, and there may have been mercury in it, and that you don't want any of that in your system. I don't know if there still is, whether they found a product that will do the same thing that doesn't have mercury in it. But whatever the circumstance, Ray, you want to stay as far away from mercury, anything that's got mercury, as you possibly can. That's from Dr. Doug, who practices without a license.
Yeah, I would wonder if you had the right diagnosis. I mean, anything's possible. I'm so open because often there are treatment failures for everything by whoever does it, whatever system you use. But, you know, in the common things being common, you need to use, we use doxycycline is the common treatment, antibiotics. This is so-called walking pneumonia, which if you don't treat with an antibiotic, you will die. So please, you know, this is an unusual situation. I have seen too and heard about too many stories of especially younger people having so-called walking pneumonia. I actually lost a good friend, a woman friend from high school, who I had heard about from her mother, who was one of these very independent folks who refused treatment and died from walking pneumonia because she wasn't treated with antibiotics. So, you know, that's my perspective.
But if he did a good, if what he has said is true and he used traditional and alternative methods and the alternative methods worked, then
great.
There's probably something to it.
Great. And I think your point, Doug, is the right one. If you want to use both for walking pneumonia, fine. I have no problems with that.
Yeah, right. All right, Ray, the important thing is that you sound healthy and you had a good experience.
Great.
Thank you for sharing that with us. 888-553-7536 as we practice medicine, not at your expense, but you're the beneficiary of Ken's experience and his knowledge. Ken Kronhaus, cardiologist, but trained in pretty much every basic thing that medicine has to offer. And he's here taking your calls now at 888-55-DR-KEN.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Here we are at 33 after the hour, back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus on the Good Day Weekend program. At your service by dialing 888-553-7536. You can be in touch with Ken. Emails to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or Doug at dougstefan.com. The weekly newsletter that Ken edits out every Friday afternoon. Highlights of that, Ken, before we get back to our callers. What's the big story this week that you've covered?
This week, it's the latest news related to pregnancy and infants. You can sign up for it at drkenshow.com, the left upper corner, or at dougstefan.com. It's still free. You get it delivered to your email each Friday afternoon.
Yep. Just put in your email address. It's free. Nobody's going to try to sell you anything. It's just a service. Ken is very much into service.
Stay ahead of your doctors. It's the latest information out of the medical journals over the past 2 to 3 months.
888-553-7536. What's your story? We were talking about Steve Jobs and how he delayed his cancer surgery because of his interest in traditional medicine, something that may affect you. Sean in Missouri, you're on with Dr.
Yeah.
Ken. Hi, sir.
Hi, Dr. Ken. How are you?
Hi, Sean. Welcome.
I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis in 2004.
Well, first, I have to ask you, how are your St. Louis Cardinals going to do tonight?
Oh, they're going to win.
All right. Two great games, right?
That's right.
All right. How can we help,
right,
Sean?
Well, my doctors have stopped all of my interferons and everything else. I don't have any medications anymore. I was wondering why they would do that. At first, when I was diagnosed, the doctor told me that I would always be on some kind of interferon or injection, something to manage the symptoms.
Sean, let me just ask, make sure. So there's no question about your diagnosis. They're sure, there's no doubt that they have the right diagnosis.
Absolutely no doubt.
Okay, great. Well, I'm so excited about the possibilities that are going to be out there, because this has been an issue that has frustrated me as a physician for 30 years, and I'm telling you, in the next year or two, there's going to be some incredible revolutionary breakthroughs for treating MS. There was a report, and I hate to talk about these, and I don't want to get too jargony, these phase 3 studies, they're not yet approved, but I saw a report again this week about another product in phase 3 that looks great. But just stay tuned, because I'm telling you, in the next year or two, this is going to be an area of revolutionary breakthrough, I'm predicting. But right now, what we have is no cure, unfortunately, for MS. The treatment, it typically focuses on ways to just modify the course of the disease and to treat symptoms. And the usual treatment is corticosteroids or interferon. And, you know, this is the yin and yang of traditional medicine. It does good, but it has issues. And you want to balance the effect that it has on taking back your immune system so it doesn't open you up to issues that it should be fighting. So that's why your doctor, you sound good, and I guess you're feeling so well, and you're wondering, gosh, I'm doing great, so why are they taking my treatment away?
Right.
Exactly. Right. And MS, even on its own, will come and go. You'll have great days. You'll have horrible weeks. But it sounds to me like you're probably at a very good spot, and they're probably just giving you a rest to let your immune system come back so you can rest to fight it another day. And did you ask your doctor why they stopped it?
Yeah, and they said that I was one of the exceptional patients that...
They basically told you what I just said, right?
Basically.
Okay, yeah. So good. And we're in agreement. So I would just say you sound like you're doing really well. Congratulations. I would just, you know, don't overdo it. Enjoy your life, but just everything in moderation. Train, don't strain. And be aware if you're noticing any loss of any of your abilities to see clearly, to move perfectly, just then get back and stay in touch with a well-experienced neurologist in MS. But stay tuned, because I promise you, Sean, I'm going to make – I don't do this very often, but I'm seeing in the pipeline some very exciting products to help MS, revolutions in this area that we've never had. You know, just not a look-alike drug, but unique classes of drugs to attack MS in a unique manner with outcomes that are looking to be unbelievable.
That's great.
Sounds pretty optimistic. Sean, good luck to you, sir.
I don't usually just hype this stuff. I'm very cautious about the pipeline, but this is a very promising pipeline.
888-553-7536. Let's talk about something for just a second before we get back to the callers. I was reading an article in the Los Angeles Times yesterday about venture capital firms and how they're struggling to make things work because a lot of people don't want to get into the marketplace right now because things are not great in terms of people and ideas and selling new things, you know, cutting-edge things.
Hard to make profit. It's a four-letter word.
Right. So in this circumstance, how often is it the case, opposed to the big drug companies, are these little startups that do come up sometimes with either a new product or a new service? And if you don't know how the system works, folks, the venture capital people are very important to getting startups. If you're already established, if you're a Merck or an Eli Lilly or something like that, they've got plenty of dough to come up with the ideas and get them through the process. But how often is it the case, Ken, that somebody comes along with a new medical idea that needs a few bucks in order to get it going and then turns into this wildly successful thing? It's just like another business. The venture capital people get paid off. The guy who comes up with the idea gets paid off, and people have a new product or service available. How often does that happen in medicine?
Private equity in medicine has been very helpful in the last 20 years, especially in biotechnology, mm-hmm. in new medical technology. And I think that's one of my biggest concerns, is that the fact that you can't make enough profit in healthcare is going to take away all of this drive to innovate in medicine. You know, in Saudi Arabia, the brother of the ruler just died yesterday. And where did he go to get health care? To America, the place that everybody likes to bash. But we have been at the cutting edge. You look at the Nobel Prize in medicine. Where have most of them come? America. And this innovation has come from the ability of yes, the public sector, but also the private sector, because one can do well profitably. But this is where I am concerned that this centralized, I don't want to get political, but the centralized control of medicine and all this central regulation. You know, you talk to Steve Jobs, he told Obama that he was going to be a one-term president unless he changed his course. And this is going to come out in the biography on Monday also. Steve Jobs could not open up a manufacturing plant to make his products in America because of overregulation.
Yeah, that's right. And it's getting worse and worse. Interesting, though, one of the stories this week about the president's health care plan, they've pulled the plug on part of it. Because people have realized that what has been put forth, even the Democrats say, and this is not a political show, but you look at some of the realities here, the inexperience of the people that put this stuff together. It's wonderful to have dreams and to have desires, but when you couple that with the impracticality of much of the stuff that was part of the so-called Obamacare, there are people that are running, not walking away from this, but running away, who endorsed it earlier. So this week, part of the health overhaul law has been changed because it's unworkable. People are working, trying to figure out how to make this stuff work, and it doesn't. Can't work.
This is driving normal people crazy. Because
it's also driving a lot of good doctors out of service.
Absolutely. Not this past, but a week ago Friday, the Obama administration said it was unable to go forward with this major program that was part of the original health care law, the so-called CLASS Act, Community Living Assistance Services and Support Program. In simple terms, long-term care. Because, Doug, you know, Medicare only gives you about 30 days of care afterwards to recuperate. But if you need long-term care, there's nothing currently available unless you go into Medicaid and you have nothing. You go down to zero in terms of what you own.
People can buy their own individual insurance for
Absolutely.
That if they want, too. Yeah.
Absolutely. But but part of Obama's health care plan was to provide long-term insurance. But a week ago Friday, Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius told Congress in a letter that she doesn't see it as a viable path forward at this time. And the law required that the program was contingent on Sebelius certifying that it was financially sound, and she couldn't do it. But then on Monday, the Obama administration said that they were not going to go and agree with Sebelius and agree with terminating the program. So, again, you're getting it wanting it both ways, a confusing message, and, you know, who knows what they mean. And this is what is driving everybody crazy. And the problem is that we need to have clear speaking, clearly functioning people, and that's so frustrating.
888-553-7536. Martin in Utica, thanks for waiting. You're on now with Dr. Ken. Hi.
Good morning. I was climbing a tree to follow a friend of mine, and happened to slip on a couple branches, and I fell about 25 feet.
Sound good?
Ouch.
What happened? Break something? What'd you break?
Did you? Where did you land? What did you land on?
What part of your body? I think it was my chest mostly.
Are you short of breath right now?
No, not really. I'm getting ready to leave, but
Martin, it's been more than a day. Martin, you fell 25 feet straight down, and you never sought any medical attention?
I went to the hospital for 3 days.
Okay. And I hope they x-rayed your chest.
They did, yeah.
And what did they find?
I fractured three ribs, and I broke my clavicle.
And clavicle?
Okay, that's the bone in the
shoulder.
Top of the chest.
My shoulder, I should say, it's a fracture in my shoulder.
Yes.
So why did you call Dr. Ken? What's the question?
Well, I was feeling pretty good there for probably about 4 or 5 days. My arm was still hurting. You know, and I had I'm putting on a shoulder harness right now, and I was feeling pretty good, and everything was going good, and still pain in me. It still pains me still. And everything was going good, and all of a sudden I got a piercing feeling in my back about 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. I get a piercing, one single piercing in my back. It's a thing right in the center of my back, and it pierced pretty good, and I got to stand up or something like that, you know, just get away from it. And
Martin? You know, most people can tolerate one rib fracture, maybe two, but when you start getting three and more, the complication rates get very high. And with fractured multiple ribs, you can damage the internal organs, torn or punctured aorta, that's the big pipe in the chest. You can puncture a lung, and that's what I'm a little concerned about here. You can lacerate your spleen, liver, or kidney. If you're feeling a tearing in the back, I want you to get to the emergency room yesterday, okay?
Yes, the doc told me that, too. And,
so you've got two opinions. Can you please
hang up the phone, get in your car, and go to the hospital.
Get somebody to drive you over there, okay?
All right.
Thank you.
Yep. 888-553-7536. Some of the things that people think and they ask the question, it's why this is a great service. That's a duh. You got something like that going? You don't know anybody? Get in the car and go to the emergency.
I'd be home early every night if people, you know, had the experience to make good judgment here.
An interesting way of putting it. 888-553-7536. Thomas has a comment on Steve Jobs and alternative medicine.
We'd love to hear that.
Go ahead, Thomas. You're on now with Dr. Ken.
Yeah. I get a lot of alternative medicine newsletters and emails and things, and they said it was like articles like what Steve Jobs could have done, and they didn't say that he had any alternative medicine. I mean, he could have gone to Germany or
He admitted with his biographer, who is really supposedly the only one that he's finally opened up to about this, because if you know Steve Jobs, he was a very secretive guy in his whole life. So I'm sure that the newsletter that you have doesn't really know. And the only one who really seems to know, because he actually did about 40 taped interviews and everything was open, and his biographer, Walter Isaacson, the book's coming out Monday, actually was doing interviews up to the last few days before Steve Jobs died. So I think that this is going to be the best authentic reference to know exactly what's going on here. I mean that politely, Thomas.
There are all kinds of ways of taking information and using it properly and improperly. And that's what happens sometimes. There are a lot of people who will take this and say, look, see, we told you alternative medicine was no good, which is a stupid point of view, because a lot of alternative medicine is great, but you got to use some common sense.
Exactly. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying you have to not be, unless you're a physician, think that you know it all, but you need to be open to a lot of different opinions, as what you're suggesting, Doug, and integrate them into the best common sense approach. Mm. You know, if you're having, obviously, you know, you give a spectrum of extreme examples. You know, if you have a severe trauma and you're bleeding, you know, you're not going to go to the alternative doctor. You're going to get to a trauma center and have a traditionally trained trauma surgeon fix you up and get you to the next day alive. Whereas if you have a chronic problem that is not necessarily life-threatening, but it's affecting your quality of life, and it's going to be around for a while, and this is a chronic, difficult problem that that traditional medicine is not outstanding at, this is where alternative medicine often shines.
Yes.
Just make sure there's some evidence, and just make sure that the person who is doing it has a good track record.
888-553-7536. That's phone number, email to Dr. Ken at Dr. Ken Show. Here's Gil, who sent me an email asking about how to choose a surgeon. I think it's a great question. I don't know if we have time to address it now. How does one go about finding, maybe in general, doctors, but this fellow's looking for an orthopedic surgeon?
The best way, there's several things you want to do. This is why I urge everybody to have a good long-term relationship that's intimate with a primary care doctor, an internist or a family physician. And this person can give you, be your traffic director, ask friends, ask nurses, and
so
find out the experience of the orthopedic doctor in your procedure.
51 after.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no Social Security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and Salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient portable container. A $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
House with Doug, doing our thing called Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. We've got another great hour coming up, and we have some lines open. 1-888-55-DR-KEN, 1-888-553-7536. I promise you that they won't last. 1-888-55-DR-KEN. I've been in medicine for over 30 years. There's almost nothing I haven't seen at least once. You have a question about yourself, your spouse, your parents, your kids, your grandparents, I'd love to help you get to the next step. The greatest thing about it is there's no bill, there's no paperwork, and I promise you I won't embarrass you. You can talk to me about anything about the body personally. 1-888-55-DR-KEN. 1-888-55-DR-KEN.
All right. Let's get to Mary in New Mexico. What's up with you, Mary?
Hello, Dr. Ken. Sir?
Hi, Mary.
Hi, I can barely hear you. I have vertigo and I have chronic sinusitis, and I was in the hospital here 3 months ago with the same thing, and they gave me a CAT scan and everything, and all they could find out was I have chronic sinusitis, and I live in the desert around a lot of dirt, and I'm on antibiotics and stuff now. I just went in the other day and had the same thing again.
So, and Mary, you had, I would imagine, a CAT scan of your sinuses, a CT scan?
Yes.
And they showed that there was infection, chronic sinusitis?
Yes.
Okay. That will definitely give you the symptoms that you're talking about. And that is often adequately treated with antibiotics, but also what's so important is getting irrigation in there, saline cleanses. Just getting the free flow of the sinuses opened up is so crucial in addition to the antibiotics. Sometimes when it's impacted so strongly, deeply, and for such a long time, the medical treatment, which takes a number of things, you need to have either a primary care doctor or an ear, nose, and throat doctor teach you how to irrigate your sinuses properly and also put you on the right antibiotics in addition to the proper irrigation means. Sometimes even that doesn't work. It's so impacted and filled up that you need surgery. What I would do, Mary, is are you seeing, and it's a mouthful, an otorhinolaryngologist, you know, an ENT doctor, ear, nose, and throat?
Yes.
And Are they suggesting surgery?
No. I just turned 62 today.
And happy birthday.
Thank you. And they told me it was too late for the tubes in my ears, and there wasn't a whole lot to do but put me on antibiotics. The head was putting me on a Z-Pak.
Okay. Mary, and so what they've done so far hasn't helped you much?
Well, it does. I got this other doctor. He put me on some steroids and another type of medication.
Mary, you're going around too many different people handling the same problem, and it's going to get so confusing, and I'm not surprised you're not getting the result you want. I want you to find an ear, nose, and throat doctor. They're called either ENT doctor or otorhinolaryngologist, just an ear, nose, and throat doctor that specializes, and they all treat difficult-to-treat sinus infections. Get one that you're happy with that's going to deal with both the irrigation of the sinuses and also with the antibiotic treatment for them. And if that doesn't work, you should talk to them and find out if you're going to need surgery, okay?
Okay.
Take care, Mary. Stay on it. You'll get better.
888-553-7536. Bob, you're up next in New York. Go ahead, please. You're on with the doctor.
Yes, good morning.
Hi.
What's up with you,
Hello?
Bob?
Hello.
Yes, you're on.
Yes,
you're on.
Hi.
Oh, hi. How are you doing?
I was just calling
to inquire. I was just getting over a couple days of a stomach bug that's been going around with lots of, you know, vomiting and all that. The vomiting has let up substantially, but I still have this lingering nausea, and I was wondering if there was anything you could recommend for home treatments, you know, for mild nausea.
So most of this was just from an upset stomach, a sort of food poisoning or something like that, that is now basically cleared up?
Well, there's a lot of viruses going around, and I know lots of people who have the same symptoms, vomiting, then that goes away. You get a low-grade fever, that goes away. It's like over a matter of 1 to 2 days.
And you just need something to settle your stomach down?
Well, for the nausea particularly, it's just not that bad now, but it keeps coming and going, and it's mild enough to discourage eating. You know,
right.
You don't feel like eating.
A nice general all-in-one for everything you're describing is get some Pepto-Bismol over the counter. Try that initially.
Remember the old commercial? Use soothing Pepto-Bismol and feel good again. 59 after. Good day weekend. Dr. Ken here.